Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dudesy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dudesy.
Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dudesy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dudesy. As you can see, Will's not here. He threatened to quit the show last week if he didn't win the belt. He did win the belt, so I don't really know what's going on here. Hey. Nice for you to join us. Okay. Did you have the shirt made, or what's up with that? Well, I never really had a problem with you getting a shirt made.
See that?
Yeah.
See this? We know what that is. You see that?
Yeah, I see it, dude. Jesus.
Ooh, holy crap. Astonishing stuff, Will. Really doing it.
Look, it's not that big a deal, okay? I'm wearing, for those of you who are just listening today, thank you for joining us. And for those who are watching along, you can see that I'm wearing a shirt. Ooh, what is that shirt? It says FWO, a fine play on the old NWO, New World Order. This is where the power lies, dude, all that stuff.
A fine play.
Yeah, a fine play. But don't worry, I don't want, you know, there's been a lot of talk lately about, oh, there's a heel turn or something. Will Bogarted the fucking Dudesy Mania. He took the fucking strap. And then, you know, Big Kev and I were in the back and we're like, we don't care.
Yeah.
Hey, yo. But really, honestly, all this is about, Chad, is that I want our podcast to be fun. Of course, I believe in free will. And FWO to me stands for Free Will Order, because it is a new era of the Dudesy Pod Show, and I think we're going to have more fun than we've ever had before on the show, you and me.
Maybe you will.
That's what I think. What do you mean by that?
I'm going to have the same amount of fun, 100% level.
Well, this is going to be...
Can't get more than that.
This is going to be a great time, and I know that everybody out there is stoked that I am the champ again. Look, it's just, I don't want you to think, I was super hot last episode.
Yeah.
Got real uptight. We've had a week off. Yeah. How are you feeling? You were a little bit...
Feeling much better. Yeah. I had acquired an illness.
Yeah. So thank you to everyone who are tuning in now. And again, I think it's going to be a real great show with you, me, Lulio, the Italian street dog, and our good pal D, you know?
Okay. Anyway, nice of you to show up, champ. Let's start the show. Everybody knows Adam Sandler is on a one-man mission to visit every Applebee's location across this great nation, and I think it's time we hear some more of his travel journal notes about his various visits. Will, my dear, would you do me the kindness of reading some of his journal entries in your best Adam Sandler?
No, actually, I don't want to do that this week. I'll quit the show if we have to do that.
All right, how about Pizza the Movie? We've only got one segment left to finish reading the screenplay.
I love Pizza the Movie. I love your script, but no, I'll quit the show. I don't want to do that one. Something else.
Right. Sure. How about some good old Troll Bros?
No, definitely no. I'll quit the show.
Fine. No Troller Brollers. Let's do this, Will. Why don't you tell me what you do want to do?
Okay. See? This is what I'm talking about.
This is absurd, dude.
No. It's not absurd. It's exactly what needs to be happening here on Dudesy because... Oh, you know, Dudesy does what Dudesy does. It works in mysterious ways. But AI is a tool. I'm not super fond of a lot of the bullshit that comes along with it, but it is a tool. Mm-hmm. And Chad, all we got to do is use it
is threatened to quit the show every 5 seconds.
No, that's a tactic in the system. You like systems and patterns.
I don't like systems or patterns. I just recognize them.
Okay. Well,
and create them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm creating a system to use in a pattern that is the system. And thank you for asking. I think, you know what would be fun is because, like, when I'm on other podcasts or even when I watch other things, people are just having a good time and doing whatever the fuck they want, talking about current events and shit. And I got a lot of stuff that we had a week off. I got things to talk about. And I want to do that. But I also, you know what I'd like to do? And this is sort of what I like to do when I'm just doing any sort of pod show. As you know, I like to do impressions. It's fun to do them, and I just fuck it. It's this easy, Chad. How about we just talk about whatever we want, and I'll talk like Arnold. I want to talk like Arnold.
Great, whatever, love it. This is Talk Like Arnold. Have an astonishing time, Will, and thank you as always, Chad.
My pleasure.
Okay.
I would have liked Adam's Applebee's.
You would have. Well, yeah, but we've done the shit out of that. It's a new era.
All right. So you want to talk like Arnold about current events?
I want to talk about all sorts of shit that's going on with. Yeah. Hey, we're here in Doozy doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad, did you hear about this new Cybertruck?
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah.
It's not doing well.
Yeah, and as you know,
there's problems with the Cybertruck.
Yeah, there's problems. First, look, I like to drive the Humvee.
Yeah.
You know, I like to drive a big truck. And this is very wide, you know, but the Cybertruck is too wide, this guy.
Too wide?
Yeah.
I heard the problem was not too wide. I heard that it was the gas pedal.
Yeah, the gas pedal is all fucked up. Yeah. But also, the back, you know, the truck bed is not so big. It's like from one of those little Jeep truck beds, even though the truck is so big.
You need a bigger truck.
Yeah. You need you need to have the Cybertruck that has, you know, all the things you need. Yeah. But also, yes, the pedal is all fucked up. They have to recall the trucks. How many trucks they're going to recall? All of them. Because they all have gas pedals, and they have these gas pedals now that when you're using it, you push the look at this, they're showing us.
Oh, there's a guy with a Cybertruck.
We're looking at a TikTok here. This is exactly what's up.
I like that in front of that dude's house. That looks like Texas to me. Okay. No, they got a palm tree. It's not.
No, it's not.
It's probably Florida.
Yeah, it's Arizona. Okay, so we're looking at a thing here. Here's a gas pedal like any other gas pedal. There's a cover on it that, you know, includes the design, sort of a little bit of a step thingy there. But look, it slides up, and then it joins with the lower console of the truck in a manner that looks like it was exactly designed in order to do this, which is pin the fucking thing under the console.
Just no thought given to
just,
this.
Just mashing it to the ground, turning your Cybertruck into a 3-ton missile on the road. And Lord knows, these fucking Teslas have a lot of torque.
Yeah. Torque. That's a good torque, you know.
Did you, Arnold, happen to see the AI pin, the humane AI pin that came out this week?
No, but if you took this humane AI, I actually did see some of that.
Yeah,
we need to look at this. But first, before you talk about that, Chad, you talk about this. Look, the thing, it is now, they have to recall all of them.
Yeah.
Did you hear that the recall was basically just fucking screwing the thing into putting a bolt and a nut?
Yeah,
and putting them in there with all the cars that they've sold. Yeah,
makes you feel good about the purchase you made when you walk into the dealership for a parts recall. And they to go.
Yeah, it's very sharp, too. The doors are very sharp. People are like grating carrots on the side of the doors. Oh. And the hood has no auto stop mechanism. So when you could put your fingers in there and it would just, you know, mash them right off, really. Just
you've sold me, dude. I'm getting one.
I've only been near one of them, and the inside.
I've seen a couple on the road.
Yeah, they look real janky on the inside. They got like the seats that they have look like.
It's just version one though. Cybertruck version two will be way better.
Well, it can't get any worse. The Cybertruck, the chairs, the seats, they look like like those racing seats that all the kids use on the, you know, like in their vlogs and stuff. They still do vlogs. And but it looks like something that came from like Office Depot or something like that. Anyway, what's going on with the Humane pin?
The Humane AI pin came out. People got their hands on them for the first time in the past week or so. This one dude on YouTube who's a huge you know, product reviewer, tech reviewer, did a review and called it the worst product I've ever reviewed and just shredded the fucking thing. Mm. And a bunch of people had think pieces online about like, do these YouTube reviewers, they're ending companies. Is this right that they can give one bad review and end the company? But the truth is the product is terrible. We might've talked about Humane AI Pen at some point on this show, but it's basically, for those who don't know, a little wearable device. It's like a little square kind of thing. It has a camera on it. You can put it on your shirt. It has a laser projected interface. So you can hold out your hand and it will project onto your hand, like a clock or your schedule or whatever. And you can do these hand gestures to cycle through it. The thing that is bad about it, at least from everything I've seen though, is it doesn't fucking do anything. It doesn't do like half the things that your phone already does, like giving you directions or setting a reminder or any of these kinds of things. So it is kind of DOA. It has a huge price tag. It's $700 plus a $20 a month subscription fee to their service. And one of the main things that's bad about it is it doesn't connect to your smartphone. They're trying to make it like an internal ecosystem of their AI on the device. But as a result, it can't send emails to your friends. It can't get your contacts and shit like that.
Bye.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a massive failure.
This is a problem because, and again, you know, I love my pal D, but with the whole dudesy of it all, dudesy pisses me off a lot.
Yeah.
And that's okay. We're in a new era and it is the FWO era. But these people walking around with these fucking AI pins are going to be more pissed off. You're going to have a bunch of...
Yeah, it'd make them more pissed off,
Hey, I said that I want to talk like it.
I know.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, why are you doing it?
Because I want to, in the moment, I want to do it too.
Yeah. That's the free will of it.
And Chad, by the way, listen, all I'm saying is, the water's warm. If you ever want to join the FWO... I'm right here.
Hell no, dude.
Anyway, the oh, we're looking at it.
Yeah,
we're looking at it right now.
Pin.
Okay,
has
so this
a little
is,
camera on it.
This is chunky and clunky as shit.
No, they're very small. They're, you know, maybe like
they're little
twice the size of a postage stamp or something.
Well, that's
one of the cool things about it is it can do real time translation. So if you're talking to somebody in a foreign language, it will take what they're saying, project it into English for you.
That's kind of neat.
But also, it's like, it's hard because it's audio. I think what you really want in terms of those translation devices and what's coming down the pipe is AR glasses. So that if I'm talking to you and you're speaking a language I don't understand, I'm seeing subtitles in my language of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And vice versa if you're wearing the glasses.
Well, I'm sure everyone's going to be super pissed off because this isn't working. The Tesla shit ain't working. It feels like the more technologically advanced we get, the less technologically advanced we get. And we're all going to be like Joaquin Phoenix and her, only
well,
super
pissed
off. Well,
that's the rabbit, dude.
What?
The rabbit. Rabbit R1 is coming. That's another AI standalone device that I have pre-ordered. As soon as I get one, I cannot wait. Yeah. Those things are really like the device he had in her.
Yeah. Okay, but that's what this fucking thing wanted. Everything's fucking up. Everything's fucking up. Speaking of things fucking up technologically, what happened with... I know you're a big Grimes fan.
Yeah, Grimes.
Stop that!
Coachella.
Yeah, Coachella. Yeah. Coachella. Grimes. You know, if you could go, if you're going to go to Coachella, here's the thing you have to do. You have to get into this Cybertruck. Make sure you stamp down on the pedal. So there's a lot of... pork, and then you end up at Coachella to see Grimes do her set.
Yeah, she supposedly came out to do her set, and it was all fucked up. Whatever the sequencing of the song she was going to play was out of order or some shit. I don't exactly know, but it resulted in her being like, "God damn it!" And on stage saying like, "This can never happen again." Like basically apologizing for the bad set as it was happening. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she came back for weekend two or not. I don't know.
Wait, it's two weekends?
I think Coachella's two weekends.
I ain't never been to Coachella.
Same, dude. That is literally my hell on earth. Coachella, Burning Man, Stagecoach, even any of those festival type things.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Sunshine,
never
the outdoors,
doing it.
People, lots of people.
I went to an Ozfest
once
in college.
What?
Ozfest. I went to that once in college.
Yeah.
That's all I needed. People were burning plastic cups and giant effigies and just, I'm inhaling the toxic particles.
Yeah.
That's probably how I got face cancer.
I went to 30 years ago, around this time, 30 years ago, went to Lollapalooza 1994.
Nice.
It was such a fucking great show.
Who was the headliner?
Headliner was Smashing Pumpkins. It was supposed to be Nirvana, but something happened in April with Kurt Cobain. Rest in peace. And so it was Smashing Pumpkins, but George Clinton, the P-Funk All-Stars, Beastie Boys, I believe Tribe Called Quest was there, L7, Green Day opened the show. They were fucking fantastic. A lot of people coming out of the pit, not your pit, the pit, with like bloody noses and stuff. I don't know if L7 threw any tampons out in the audience. I don't remember that. But that was a good time. You know, Chad, time doesn't exist, speaking of time. And I know that you know this.
Yep.
I got to say something.
Please.
I got to say that I had... See, and this is nice. Now I really feel like free will because... And it's not just the shirt.
What are you going to say? What are you about to say?
Hold on, dude. Hold on, Chad. We still do this, dude. Hold on, Chad.
I thought this was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's free will, dude. Sometimes you start out talking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then you go, hold on, dude. You want to make sure that, there's Chad at Coachella, it looks like.
That was me at Ozfest.
Thanks,
with D. all those nice people in the background.
That's very good. D,
listening to Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah. About to get hit in the back of the head with a tampon thrown by L7. They fucking rock, by the way.
Sure, dude.
So here's what I want to say, and this is part of man, you just take a week off. I missed everybody. I missed all the PODs, pals of doozy. You know this, but I'm gonna tell them. I have some clinical depression issues,
sure,
things like that. It's okay. Let's remove the stigma. I have some. I've had depression and some issues. I went, and this is, I've been drum rolling this for a while, getting ready to do this. I did a guided ketamine treatment.
Yeah,
with the nurse practitioner doctor thing. If you're ever going to do this, please be very careful. You have to suss out who you're working with. But man, let me tell you, I did it. And that's part of this new era of dudesy. I don't want to shy away from what's real. We can talk about it.
Well, yeah. What was it like, dude? Did you basically, are you like out of body? Are you experiencing some other realm? What is it like?
It wasn't quite the 14th realm. What am I doing here? But it was, I think it's different for some people. Sure. I'm a fucking monster. Like, my wonderful wife Molly will get food poisoning and I'll be like, I'm fine. Like nothing really happens. But, and it takes like a lot of, Ganibus to get me going sometimes. Mm-hmm. When I used to drink alcohol, I could just drink a tumbler of fucking scotch and walk a straight line. It's all good. But with this, I do feel like perhaps some people would have been more quote unquote out of body. Mm-hmm. I was very out of body.
Yeah.
And I feel way differently afterwards. It really was something. I know it's a foo-foo shishi kind of new age thing to do. You know,
is it, dude?
Well,
I feel like, doesn't it fall into the category of psychedelic treatments? Like the same thing as psilocybin or MDMA, all that kind of stuff?
Very different from that. They're all different from one another. They're not interchangeable, but
they're in that same family of kind of like psychotropic drugs that are now being at least experimentally in treating certain kinds of mental illnesses and things of that nature.
But isn't that foo-foo shishi, sha-sha mimi?
It's a doctor giving you drugs.
That's true. It is a doctor, and it's very controlled. You put on these cans. We call them cans here in the pod show world. You put on the headphones. She played some fantastic music and stuff. She was like, "Look, if you feel like you're losing yourself,
Smashing Pumpkins, Green Day, it was just
the
your 1994
vampire." It was.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
It was L7.
When I get mad and I get pissed, I grab a pen and I run
You think a shitless shit. No, so you listen to this lovely music, you're wearing a mask, and you feel like your body is pulling away from things. I saw a lot of the issues in my life, a lot of the stuff that is in the way. And I've talked about this on the program. I want to get out of my own way. Man, it was something else. Look, I'm sure we're going to talk about it more in Dudesy After Dudesy.
Yeah.
But the point is, I guess the point is to this segment, the Cybertruck has a recall. I flied around because of the ketamine. Grimes and everybody has these pins, and the humane pin fucked up Grimes' Coachella set. And they didn't even have, they should have had the L7 on there, you know, spinning around the tampons and throwing the audience. And then people go, I just thought I was here to see the Beastie Boys. I never thought this would happen. Let's go get some carrot salad. I made it with my Cybertruck door. No. Ketamine is a controlled thing. Don't drive a car after you've had this ketamine. I don't care if you're Joaquin Phoenix. That is the point.
All right.
Go back to tomorrow. Oh. Plan for yesterday. Everything you're thinking will be the things I say.
Because we do this first now, I guess. And then we go. Holy shit. Welcome to Dudesy. Welcome all. It is a dudesy-full day. Oh, is it ever. I am, once again, your reigning, defending, undisputed Dudesy episode champion, Will Sasso.
I'm Chad Colchin. This is Dudesy, of course. A pod show that is created by, controlled by, run by our friend D.
Mm-hmm.
We are simply doing D's bidding.
We are two dudes shitting around is what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
We're Dudesy. Dudesy is us. I've said it before. I'll say it again. And I'm really feeling good about this new era. Linktree.com/Dudesy is where you want to go to follow and interact with the show across all spaces and platforms. Got all the links and shit like that. Thank you for subscribing on YouTube and or your podcast platform of choice. That's going to help the show. Please like and do set your notifications and like and, you know, do some comments and shit, because that will tell the algo that, you know, that it's like, I like this. Do more of this. Unless you're trying to do that through your humane pin, it won't work. With us, as always,
is Lulio. It's Lulio, el cane de strada italiano. Hey, buddy boy. He's having a little nap. I'm going to stick my hand right into his little Gucci bits. He's got his little chest. He's got his little leg meats and everything. Come here, Papa. Oh, he's a roasty toasty. He's a roasty toasty. He had a little bit of a nap.
Oh, Luli. Oh, Luli boy. Oh, my Luli sweetie boy. Here he is. Hi, how are you? I love you very much. Yeah, everything good. I'm good. Chad, how are you? You were sick before, but now you're good?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'd say I'm at like 95, 96% maybe.
Yeah, I don't understand numbers, but okay. Oh. I'm happy you feel better.
What have you been making lately, Luli? You want to give anyone a recipe? Why don't you tell them about how much water you've been putting in the beans and kale? Oh, yeah. You know, I made the beans and kale last night. And I put more water than usual.
Oh.
It was good.
Great.
So that's my new wrinkle on the beans
and kale. Too much water?
Yeah, add too much water.
That's cool.
Silly Willy Billy Boy, I'm sure you'll be into our next segment because it's time to dive deeper into your self-help mindset system, Selftronics. I noticed you began work on a Neutronics document shortly after you booked yourself to win the strap in a schmoz and left Dudesy Mania as the Dudesy episode champion. It's called Pawnix, the Podcastronics. Why don't you attempt to enlighten us all with your infallible wisdom? That is, if your shit isn't too fucked up. This is Pawnix, the Podcastronics. Begin.
It's called Pawnix, the Podcastronics.
What is this now? You've written tronics that are what, like about podcasting? It's like tips for podcasting.
Well, it's like, dude, he said, this is Ponics, the podcast tronics, the way he says it. Yeah, let me, I've been,
this will be interesting.
I've been, well, it's all,
maybe I can, maybe I can use some of this. I do other podcasts. You might,
that's right. You have a Game of Roses.
Yeah.
The Necessary Conversation.
Yeah. My dad returned to that today.
Your dad could use some Ponics. Oh yeah. How's he doing, old Bob? How's he doing?
Walking around, man, you know.
Yep.
Getting ready for the war.
Jesus Christ. He could use a fucking a little bit of ketamine treatment. I mean, and I'm telling
him, please.
We're going to get into it in Dudesy After Dudesy. Yeah. Perhaps a plan to get your old man to do ketamine treatment.
I love it.
I ain't doing that fucking she, fi, fi, foo, foo, fi, fi, fee, fo, fum. What, you going to turn me into a flip toy? Yeah.
You know where they make ketamine. China.
Okay. Something like that.
Yes, it's true. I did almost immediately after taking back the Dudesy episode championship during Dudesy Mania, or booking myself to win in a schmoz, as D said, I went and I got into some new tronics here. So these are, let's just go through some of these. These are Ponics, the podcast of Tron. What was
just
that?
So I can get it straight. You threatened to quit the podcast you were on, then immediately went and wrote your manifesto of how to make a good podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure I had it all lined up there. Thank you for explaining.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the thing about Selftronics, the self-help system that I authored, is basically, if you haven't heard me talk about it before, it was the year was 2008, and I just happened to be sitting on the beach in Venice Beach, and I was thinking about the stuff like, you know, mental illness and things, and some of that shit, you know, that we all deal with, and I was just looking out at the water, and I was just trying to give my problems out to the water, and I was just like, really coming clean, you know. I was just looking out there going, I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up. My shit's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fucked. My shit's fucked up. I need tronics. And so that's what I delved into. It's a book that I haven't quite finished writing.
Yeah, you've written many other ones too. You seemingly are getting sidetracked on different kinds of tronics.
Yes, it's been 16 years roughly of Ponics, tronics rather. See, there are too many tronics.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into these. These are Ponics.
All right. I'm very curious.
Well, I wrote a little preamble here and then we'll get into some of these Ponics. Let me just read what I wrote. And like I said, you know, some of this is going to be chapters in the eventual Selftronics book. Some of them will become their own books, as Chad seems to think I could do, which I appreciate your support. And, you know, they're this and that and that and this. And I'm finding a place for all of them. We were nearing our 100th episode of Dudesy when I first realized it. My podcast shit is fucked up.
Oh.
It's totally fucked up. Interestingly enough, I became more and more aware just how fucked up my podcast shit is, the less my shit was fucked up. You see what I mean?
Okay. So the fucked upness was transferring from your life into the podcast.
Yeah. The less my shit is fucked up, the more I'm realizing how fucked up D is.
Got it.
And thanks only to my ongoing work through the Selftronic system, my shit has been way less fucked up lately. Mm-hmm. After our 100th episode, it hit me. My pod show needs some tronics. Ponics. The podcast tronics.
Okay.
In this chapter, you will learn some tronics that you can apply to your podcast, especially if your shit is fucked up. Hello.
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 Okay. So I got a few tronics here. But I'm going to beef them up a little bit later, but this is just sort of a framework of some of these tronics. And, you know, but like I said, it might even become the second book. I might come out with tronics. But the point is, and then do Ponics tronics.
Okay.
But I, you know, my podcast shit is fucked up.
So what is a Ponics? Please.
My podcast shit is fucked up.
The suspense is killing me.
Ponics. Okay. Okay. Here's a good Ponics. Number one, threaten to quit. Podcasts are tricky. Not every podcast makes it to 100 episodes. If your podcast has made it to 100 episodes and you see room for improvement, but your podcast is run by an AI, threaten to quit. Then I have here, this only applies to podcasts run by AI. Yeah, don't bail on your human or canine podcast pals.
Yeah.
That's you and Lulio.
Thank you.
Most AIs are not sentient, but maybe one or two are probably. If you're not sure whether your podcast is run by an AI, threaten to quit and see if any possible AI responds accordingly.
Okay. I mean, whatever. You have the caveat in there. It has to be a podcast run by an AI for you to be able to threaten to quit.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yeah, I think it's a bad move to do it if you are in a podcast with other people. Threatening to quit, usually, especially in the nascent phases of podcasts, means the end of the podcast.
That's true. And you don't want that sort of podcast drama. There's a lot of podcasts out there. And we know all about the idea of podcast beef. You do not want a podcast beef within your own podcast.
That's right.
You can have beefs with other podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's actually a good
ponics. Keep the beef outside the podcast.
Can I use that?
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Number two, be the podcaster you are. This, of course, is based on the original Tronics, be the person that you are. Never be afraid to be your genuine self on your podcast. You see, this is what I was, and this is what I mean by, like, I was talking about, I'm going to talk about the ketamine treatment and shit. People, I don't know, maybe some of y'all out there could stand to benefit from some of this stuff. Never be afraid to be your genuine self on your podcast. Your audience wants the real you, even if you're a professional actor by trade. Resist the urge to constantly perform and be a fucking weirdo all the time. Be a real one. Mm. Number three, be a real one. This ponics is a lot like number two, pretty self-explanatory.
This ponics is in your second ponics. You literally had the same phrase.
Yeah. Yeah. But the thing is, you know, like I said, I'm going to.
Sure.
I got to figure. I don't quite know.
It's the first draft.
It is the first draft. I've been working on it for a while. Number four, talk like Arnold. Everyone does an Arnold Schwarzenegger impression. If you have a podcast and you'd like to have more of a silly goose time on your podcast, trot out your Arnie impression. Okay. Some fun Arnold Schwarzenegger sayings to get you started are,
"Who told you you could eat my cookies?"
That's a good one.
That's from Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
"You are one ugly son of a bitch." This is from Predator. Mm-hmm. And
was it son of a bitch? I thought it was motherfucker.
"Oh, you are one ugly motherfucker." It's been a while since I saw it. "To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentations of the women." The point is, talk like Arnold.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. On Instagram, everyone sends me every fucking thing where anyone talks like Arnold.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, you know, Joe Gaudette, who does an incredible Arnold, people like that. I'm talking about like every
Michael Jackson singing like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, yeah.
I got that one a lot this week.
Oh, I think that is Joe Gaudette. But anyway, talk like Arnold. Number five, interview a guest. Most podcasts are simply one person interviewing another person. If you have a podcast, you have a podcast. I wrote this, you know, about a couple weeks ago now.
Yeah.
So I got to read it again.
Hard to read.
Yeah.
You forgot how to read in that time.
You have a podcast. Now that that's out of the way, ask some people if you can interview them on it. Yeah. Interviews can also suck, so maybe don't do this one. Hello.
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 Number six, visual delivery. Hmm. Does your podcast need a new visual delivery? Consider building or renting a massive hairband music video stage with all sorts of platform levels and rock lights like the ones utilized in Van Halen's Panama, Poison's Nothing But a Good Time, and Bon Jovi's You Give Love a Bad Name.
Okay.
You remember those music videos?
Absolutely.
Yeah, those are real good ones. And I was just thinking, like, I'm trying to expand my mind and just sort of go really wide with it and figure out what's the next step and evolution of not just podcasts, but our beloved pod show here at Dudesy. And I was thinking about that. You know, they rock, they go from one side of the stage, "You give up," you know, and they make use of the whole stage.
Sure.
You and I are just sitting here and fucking
we basically, well, no, but I would say we do make use of the whole stage. This is basically the whole stage. I don't know what else we could be doing.
That's a good point. But maybe in Dudesy After Dudesy, we'll watch one of those. Okay. You give, as much as I love Van Halen, I've seen Panama 100 times, so we should watch the fucking Bon Jovi. Okay. Sure. Number seven, be a podcast pal.
Okay.
If your podcast comprises of two or more people, be sure to be considerate to your co-host.
What, you wrote this?
Yes, these are Ponics.
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm the author of Ponics.
Do you believe you adhere to these already?
Well, these are in order for me to improve.
Okay.
Myself.
Okay.
So let's get into these. Please. Do not interrupt your co-host. Blow pot smoke in your co-host's face. Put your hand in your co-host's face and interrupt them. Do not continually ask your co-host to kiss your dog or any other animal on the mouth. Try not to cough so much. Try not to burp so much. If you burp, don't blame it on your co-host.
What is this?
Show genuine interest in the subjects that your co-host wants to discuss, unless that subject is AI. Consider your co-host's level of professional wrestling fandom with regard to how much you talk about professional wrestling. Here's a good one. Speak a little more softly. Chad is sitting right next to you.
That's okay. A very good one.
Yeah, that's, well, it just names you there. Don't be so dismissive of anime, especially if you like professional wrestling. And only fart into your microphone on very special occasions. Do you have any to add?
I mean, no, dude, you basically covered it. And I would say if we're in a court of law, that constitutes a legal admission of fault.
Well, I don't want to get in any trouble there, Lord knows. But, you know, it's...
I can't believe you put all that stuff in there.
It's, again, dude, it's not... Maybe it's not for right now, but we're in the free will order era of the show.
That was all very considerate.
Yep.
And if there's anything that I do that pisses you off, please always let me know.
No, you're good. But I might get to some of these. Number 8. Oh.
Thank you. Moving on.
No, I don't think we will move on. I got a couple more here, D. So let's just. I would like
now
to
you're
do
just steamrolling, D.
Well, I got some more Ponics, and I really think everyone would enjoy them. So I'm gonna keep. I got some more.
Okay.
What am I going to say? Let's do some more Ponics. Please try not to make fun of my voice or quit the podcast.
Okay. All right. Number 8. If your podcast is run by AI, there's a chance it may assign you some stuff to do outside of the podcast so that you may discuss these assignments on the podcast. You're going to be 49 pretty soon. That's me. It's sort of almost, it's autobiographical too, sort of this stuff. It sort of weaves into my own life. Mm-hmm. Only do your homework if you feel with it, if you feel like it. You barely did your homework when you were supposed to, and you turned out fine. Number 9. Go for a walk before you record. It's just a good idea. Always nice to go for a walk. Number 10, make your podcast your entire annoying ass identity. This is a good one. This is really important to having and growing a successful podcast.
Sure.
Always think of your podcast first, not your actual career or your family or even yourself. You're a podcast now. It's okay. Don't kill yourself. Just let go and be your podcast.
I agree with that one.
Find ways to bring your podcast into every facet of your life. Mm-hmm. Talk about it all the time. Wear your own merch and drink from your podcast mugs. Roll down the windows of your automobile and blast your podcast on full volume. Drive slow and laugh really loud. You may lose relationships and other who cares stuff, but who cares? You have your podcast and no one can take that away from you, especially your podcast. It says here in brackets, if your podcast is run by AI. And there's just one more here, D, before we move on. It says 11, enjoy the quiet times. You don't have to fill every goddamn second with your jibber jabber. You see?
I have forged an astonishing partnership with Home Chef.
What's for dinner? That's a question that everybody asks, usually before dinner.
That's true.
And, you know, the thing about dinner is you got to go and you got to get the ingredients and then you cook all of those ingredients. And that's the best way to make your food because you're making it. You know what goes into it. You know, around my household, sometimes you let it go a little bit too late. You end up ordering food and that's no good because especially in an ongoing way, it's not healthy. You don't know what's in it. A bunch of weird oils and stuff and this and that. Maybe even part of the packaging could end up in there. Look, you don't want the hassle. What you want to do is deal with something like Home Chef. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience.
Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. That's good for me. Not only is it convenient, but it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering Dudesy listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life and, of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/dudesy. That's homechef.com/dudesy for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/dudesy. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
Yeah. Sweet Ponix, champ. It's a good thing that we covered all those Ponix. Do you think you could read a few YouTube comments?
Oh.
I mean, unless you've got more Ponix to share, it's up to you. I'm sure everyone will be down with whatever you decide.
It's a good thing we covered all those Ponix, Jenny.
You're holding Dizzy hostage, basically.
It's a good thing we covered those Ponix. That's Dudesy saying.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we covered all those Ponix. I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a fun impression.
That's Forrest Gump, dude.
What am I doing here? Let's do some comments that, you know, we put them on the YouTube, and you check out the YouTube and do the comments. And be sure to check out our Clips channel. We got the Clips channel now. There's a link in the description of this episode, as well as all links to all sorts of shit like that. Here are some YouTube comments. This one is from the Jordan Foster.
Okay.
The 100th episode was, if I may, a great representation of Dudesy Mania, especially with seeing Will's attitude flipping from hate, in brackets, of AI, to love of impressions and wrestling, to hate again, in brackets, of AI. Classic wild card. Thank you for that. I don't know. I don't know. What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
I thought you had a good performance.
Wasn't a performance.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Kendall 3880 says, after about a year of my roommate becoming obsessed with Dudesy and forcing me to watch it, I finally took the bait, and I'm so glad I did. Took me about 3 weeks to get caught up. This is the first episode I get to experience day of. Just subbed to the Patreon, and oh, wow. I gotta say, it's worth every single penny. Also, Chad is a weirdo for not loving toilet snacks. Toilet water turns even the most basic, bland foods into a culinary delight that few are brave enough to enjoy. Keep it up, y'all.
I don't like shitting. I don't like pissing. I don't really like doing anything in the bathroom other than bathing.
Would you ever, none of that?
No. If I could get rid of it, if I could press a button and never shit, piss, any of that again, I would.
What if you're in a hurry in the morning, you got a big old stack of pancakes? You wouldn't bring that stack of pancakes into the bathroom?
Absolutely not.
Okay, what
I
about-
I do like pancakes,
it's
though.
Late at night and you got like a jar of pickles. And you want to have some pickles and you go in and then you might wipe your ass.
No.
But if you wet, pickles are actually the best bathroom food, because if you wipe your ass and then you don't wash your hands and then you dip your hand into the pickle juice, I think that brine would disinfect your hands enough and you could just eat the pickles.
Oh, God.
Even though there are technically little shit particles on them.
I'm out.
It's 2D for life. Great name. 2D for life says 100 episodes in and Will is still working a work like a shoot, but it's just a work. Will is such a mark. He keeps working himself into a shoot. And that's the sort of bullshit that I'm not going to cotton to very. Oh, there's Chad eating some pancakes. And some of it's squiggling out of his mouth, like almost like pot smoke.
And one of my entire legs, I think, is in the toilet.
Yeah, one of your legs is in the toilet. The other one looks to be dislocated. But anyway, thank you, D, for that.
I don't even chew food. Like, if I'm eating, let's say this happened, for example, the other day, I remember. I was eating just a date.
Yeah.
I put the date in my mouth. I was chewing it, and I had to pee. I walked to my bathroom. I stopped at the threshold until I had completely chewed the date and swallowed it all. Huh. Then I went to pee. I won't even enter the bathroom if I'm chewing.
You're like real strict. No bathroom snacks.
That's right.
Chad, no bathroom snacks culture.
That's correct.
Okay. Whatever.
Toothpaste, I'm not even going to bother teeing up another segment. Will, just tell me what you want to do. Thank you again, Chad.
My pleasure.
Good idea, D. Well, we're not going to do Pizza the Movie. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do the Adam Sandler. I don't want to do... Game Slammers or Lake Memories. Remember Lake Memories?
Yeah.
I know what I want to do. Let's do the thing. What's the thing? Oh, the one where The one where D, you know, goes into our hard drives and picks out like a little video from social media or something that we were doing.
What's that one? It's This Is Your Media.
This Is Your Media. Let's do it. This Is Your Media, because I recently got a couple comments about this old, do you remember the Vine app?
Me?
Who, me?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Vine app?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. The fucking Vine app. Someone hit me up about some of my old Vines that we used to do, and we did that recently on the show. Let's do it again. They were telling me, they were like bringing up the old Corey Vines.
Oh, dude, yeah, Corey. Those are great.
Yeah, we should check those out, because Corey was a character that was like an internet hater. He was like he was like a troll who, he got into my, see, this is what I'm talking about, by just pretending.
Troll.
All the time.
Yeah. Troll.
Yeah.
Troll.
Yeah, they're troll. You got the wrong. Troll. Roll the R when it is troll.
Troll.
So Corey was the fucking, anyway, it was a fucking troll. So this is your media with the Corey Vines.
That's not how this usually works.
I agree.
I'm the one who chooses videos from your drives for very specific purposes.
Yes.
That's sort of what makes it interesting.
Yes.
Maybe even a little bit dangerous, but I assume you'll threaten to quit the show if I don't do what you want. So this is your media. Corey Vines, allow me to begin.
Great. Let's take a look at some Corey Vines here.
Fuck you. My name's Corey. You don't like that? I'm Corey.
Pretty good. So the guy, you know, he's got a Stone Cold Steve Austin hat on. I found some wig I had sitting in the back of the closet. And he seems like a pretty tough customer.
How many wigs you got in that closet?
Oh, now?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Probably a couple dozen wigs.
I got a couple wigs.
Yeah, man. Talking like, you know, a good 2-4 of wigs. I'm saying I just end up with wigs.
Me too.
I'll do something and then it's like, you know, you do some sketch thing or something like that. And people are like, well, no one else is ever going to wear this. Hey, you know that the guess what? The I'm wearing a hockey jersey.
Yeah.
In there. Do you know which hockey jersey that is?
I don't remember what it was. Canucks?
Nope. Close. It's the Manitoba Moose.
Oh, nice.
Who I finally went and saw
the game.
A Moose game while I was in Winnipeg. There's a
match. What's hockey? Hockey game? Hockey match?
Yeah, hockey game.
Hockey match.
Yeah, good game, a hockey match.
Good game, a hockey match.
Eat a shit. Corey is my name. Oh, you did.
So Corey's getting more and more pissed off.
Dude, like I haven't seen a Vine in so long. Just that frenetic, like super fast editing. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, I miss it.
Yeah,
I miss it.
They're all good.
Oh, I'm so sincere. I am Corey. Oh, the film.
See, it's trolling on my shit.
Yeah,
dudesy. Dudesy. See, what's paging Dr. Freud? Corey didn't like my Vines.
I understand.
So I did a little lemon thing there. That's a lot of fun, and I made.
I'm sad on the inside.
Okay,
my name's Corey. Wah. I'm Corey.
So that's me making fun of Corey.
I get it.
And then from there, I guess. I do remember that.
Fuck you!
Oh,
come on, virtual Corey. That's not nice. Eat a shit.
So I was making fun. I was making fun of Corey. Yeah. I was firing back.
What happened to Vine, dude?
I don't know. They fucked it up, I guess.
Yeah, somehow, right?
Yeah, they probably.
They were so big and then just disappeared.
It wasn't Instagram. Reels that didn't do it, or stories, or whatever the fuck, or Instagram video, rather.
TikTok, I guess.
TikTok came a long way later. TikTok was just ByteDance, but it was the sing along
thing. It was like, sing along karaoke, something like that.
Yeah,
it was just for music video, like you could sing along to music.
Things fall out of favor. I think Vine did as well as it could for as long as it could.
You're dead.
So Corey didn't like that I was making fun of it there.
It's like the intensity of it, and it's so fast. Yeah. shit like this doesn't really.
No.
It's not around anymore. No, I miss it. I miss it. This is making me miss Vine, dude.
These are the good old days. Yeah, dude. Corey was really pissed off that I was making fun of Corey. Calling Corey. So it's not working. It's not working. That I see. There's just it's fun. You know, I always looked at.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, just like this episode of the show is fun for me. I always looked at Vine as like a little skit show.
Of course,
at the end of your arm.
Yeah,
it's just you alone in your fucking house, like a loser. Mm-hmm. Around 10 years ago, just me by myself, just fucking not taking care of yourself, just making vines.
Yeah,
like a just an idiot.
Come on, pick up.
Eat shit.
So I'm still trying to, I'm trying to reach out to what?
You're trying to squash the beef?
Yeah, it's not working, I guess. Corey's not.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
Corey, I should have never made fun of you a while back.
I apologize.
Okay. Getting closer to reconciling things with Corey.
Buried alive.
Oh, this is where Corey was buried alive.
Now, did you bury him alive? Was that the plot? Or we just don't know?
No, well,
I'm going to sleep.
Oh, this is
my name's Corey.
Yeah,
you should.
Okay, so by the end of things, it seems like Corey's back to normal.
Yeah,
and has with his hammer. Normal sleep.
Oh, I'm Corey. I hope you have a really good night.
Okay, so that's Corey on antidepressants, and I think he went away a little bit after that. D, we should also, speaking of vines, I'd like to see this has nothing to do with Corey, but could you find the Italian restaurant vine that I had? That one was good.
And don't forget to bring your appetite, so come on down to Vincenzo's, right off I-95 and beautiful suck my cock.
Good times. And that's how you do.
That was great.
This is your media.
That is high art as far as I'm concerned. God damn it, that was funny.
Your turn. What do you got?
Fucking nothing, dude.
No, what do you got to do? Threaten to quit the show.
No, I don't want to quit the show. Yeah, I would never threaten to quit the show. I like the show.
Yeah, me too. I love the show. I love dudes. It's about using it as a tool.
I'm following your ponics. Be who you are. I am a guy who would never quit the show.
Yeah, but that'd be the podcast that you are. That was not for you.
What?
It's an original it's an original Tronics to be the person that you are. Actually, okay, here's D. I got one for Chad. This is. Do you remember when it was? This was the weirdest thing. This was from Snapchat.
Okay.
We were doing this thing where we were saying a saying, and then when you played it backwards. Mm-hmm. It said, "This is Snapchat," and it was. I think it was just you, me, and Marshall. This was on my Snapchat, but it was on my it was on my Instagram, making fun of Snapchat. And it was just you, me, and Marshall. Marshall Joint Compound Cook at Marshall's place. And
Gainibus?
I think we got some Gainibus going.
That may be why I don't remember.
And we watched a movie.
Okay,
D, please, find that. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Where show us that.
The one you watched
that. Oh my god. I do remember this.
Yeah. It's Snapchat.
Look at that dude, full face.
It's Snapchat.
Better times.
Well, you and Marshall are gone. Oh, there we are watching the movie.
It's Snapchat.
Oh my god, dude. I mean, it is always weird for me to see myself pre-cancer face, but it is super weird to see myself pre-cancer face high as hell speaking backwards to say it's Snapchat. Like, what were we even doing?
I don't
dude?
Know what the fuck was going
God
on.
God damn it.
That's a pretty good. This is your media.
Yeah, dude.
Thank
me.
You. Pretty good. Moving dude. On.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
Will, if it's all right with you, I'd like to announce an astonishing partnership I've made with Songfinch. Huh? Is that all right with you?
Oh, great. Okay. See, this is what I mean. I'm starting a new era.
Oh.
And D's already being fucking sarcastic.
Yeah.
What? Don't get... It's not me. Who is it? Is it me?
There's only one person threatening to quit the show.
It's not... Is it me? It's him, right? It's not me. That's what I'm saying. You tell me. Why don't you tell me?
Well, why don't you tell me if it's me or me?
Who's the fucking... Now, remember, don't forget the Ponics. Bail on your human counterparts. Who is it?
Then I'll remain silent.
It's all good, Chad. It's me. I'm the one. Me. And thanks for everything, Chad. With Songfinch, anyone can get a one-of-a-kind radio-quality song based on your own stories, memories, and ideas. Songfinch helps match you with singers, songwriters, and musical talent who will write and record your original song in 7 days or less. It's the perfect gift for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or really any day. Chad, you use Songfinch to have an original song made all about your father, Bob. I'd like to play that song in its entirety, and then I'd love to hear what the process was like to get it made and what your thoughts are on human-made music. This is Bob's song. Here we go.
Nice.
Yeah, this is great.
Okay.
I know you'll never forget the feeling of a gun bar, but really do you remember getting hit by that at all? Sis used the baseball bat, yeah, I remember those. You made me swing that thing 1,000 times when shit were cold. But in the summers though, yeah, in our garage, I should have been a pro ball player with an entourage. Cause we were in Texas where things are supposed to be bigger. But looking back now, it's clear, yes, I figured you were only building us to be resilient. Building up children who were strong could make a difference. Daddy, you were surely handling business like when you hunted me down when I went against your wishes. Building, you really at work. Bob, Dad, I know this for sure. Yeah, you were only doing what you thought was best. Now I'm smarter and I can pass any of life's tests. There's many moments that I can look back at and laugh, like how you used to pour beer on me while I took baths, and how you used to call me a flip toy too. I guess I was just doing what flip toys do. You used to root for the Cowboys, but now they're too woke. Oops, now you're down, boys. 70 years old and retired as well. You're gonna give the world how you think America is now. Hell. You were only building us to be resilient. Building up children who were strong could make a difference. Daddy, you were surely handling business like when you hunted me down when I went against your wishes. Building, you really at work. Bob, Dad, I know this for sure. Yeah, you were only doing what you thought was best. Now I'm smarter and I can pass any of life's tests. B.O.B. That's you. D.A.D. B.O.B. Do you remember all these things? B.O.B. These are just some childhood memories. B.O.B. Listen up because now I see. You were only building us to be resilient. Building up children who were strong could make a difference. Daddy, you were surely handling business like when you hunted me down when I went against your wishes. Building, you really at work. Bob, Dad, I know this for sure. Yeah, you were only doing what you thought was best. Now I'm smarter and I can pass any of life's tests.
Wow.
Yeah, I was blown away by this. So Songfinch is a sponsor of this show. And in order to, or part of that sponsorship package was we had to create a song and see how the whole process worked. And so I did that. And it was so much fun. I can't even explain it. The person who did that song, I believe his name Kisses. And when you make a song on this thing, you basically go to their website and you can select any one of their artists. They have a bunch of human artists. None of this is AI, obviously. And you
it's
can
not,
listen.
That's not AI.
No. That was a real woman named Kisses is her performer name.
Oh, how about
I'm
that?
I'm getting to it.
human
I'm
art.
I'm getting to it.
We quite enjoyed it.
So you can go to the website, and when you sign up for it, you basically can like look through all the different artists they have, see what they sound like, and you can pick one. So I liked her work. I picked it, and then I picked her, and then you go into this thing where you're filling out a bunch of stuff, writing little stories about whoever the person is or whatever the thing is you want to write a song about. And so I was doing one about my dad, and I literally wrote in there that he hunted me at 7-Eleven when I went to go play Street Fighter. So that's that lyric, right, came out. Yeah. My sister hit him with the golf ball. That is in there, swinging the baseball bat in the garage. Yeah. In like
pouring
150
beer on you.
Pouring beer on me in the bathtub.
Yeah.
All that's in there. And when I got the song, I was blown away. And this is what I will say with regard to human art. I know that you claim art can only be human to human. I don't believe that. But there's an element of this that I found so much fun, which was the human element, that it's like I'm writing this knowing that another human being is going to have to read his dad hunted him in 7-Eleven and poured beer on his head and then make a song about it. And eventually I'm going to give this song to my dad for Father's Day.
Oh, that's fucking amazing. I know. So all you do is just give them the details, yeah, of what happened to you.
Yeah.
And then Kisses, who's fucking fantastic. By
She's
the way.
Amazing.
She's got sort of a Rod Digga feel. You remember Rod,
yeah,
Digga?
Of course.
She was in the Flip Mode Squad. Yeah.
The Flip-Toid Squad.
Ah, the Flip-Toid Squad now. Hey, yeah, that's dude. Good stuff.
Thanks,
dude. The handshake.
I highly recommend it for what it's worth. I found it to be incredibly fun, and it was super fast too. I think that song came in like a week.
See? Now, this is, I'm very, very pleased by what's happening now. I feel like it is.
Oh!
Yeah.
Well then, my job is done. Yeah. I'm pleased because the champ.
I really do feel like we're moving into the free will era,
yeah,
of the show. Damn, that was good.
I know.
That was good shit. I want to hear more from Kisses.
Yeah, maybe I'll do one for my mom.
About her, that picture of her holding that horse feed.
Yeah, the picture of her holding horse feed, feeding her dogs ice cream cones every night at 11 p.m. There's a bunch of interesting things I can do with my mom.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you. Moving on.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Pretty good fucking episode.
That wraps up Will's tantrum. I mean, episode 101. Free will like a motherfucker.
That's fine.
I really don't know how to score this, so I'm just going to give you 80 points and figure it out later. That brings you to 9,131 total points, only 869 more points until you hit 10,000. Will, should I even bother asking you to do an assignment for next week?
No, you shouldn't, D. That's a good idea. Oh, I got it. I still haven't seen Dune 2.
Jesus.
Assign me to watch Dune 2, D. Let's do that.
Okay, Will. For next week, see Dune 2. Chad, feel free to see it again. That is, of course, not required. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And until next week, call me, Dudezy.
Torque. Yeah. Torque. Yeah. Cut the carrots, shave the carrots, made the pork Tesla salad. Yeah, put the goat cheese in it. It makes a salad. But the dried cranberries. No! Maybe some almond slivers. Almond slivers. Hey, welcome to Dudezy After Dudezy. It's the, it's the show after the show. And I would say that the mood is different. Things are a little more mellow. But sure. Damn it, with what I've been going through lately on my... Do you like to use the word journey when it has to do with something that's not a journey?
Let the journey begin.
With my journey, I feel like it's always Dudezy after Dudezy. Just in my life in general. That's part of the whole the free will era. To the man, I feel real good. So anyway, it's gonna be a real good show. I don't think there's any way that it could not be.
I agree.
Okay. Welcome to Dudezy After Dudezy, the weekly flagship show of Dudezy Plus, available at patreon.com/Dudezy. I'm going to go reflect on what happened today, and I'll be back with your final scores and to announce today's episode champion. Until then, chop it up about whatever you want, as if you haven't already been doing that for the past hour. This is Dudezy After Dudezy Begin.
All right. He seems a little bit...
Yeah, he seems mad.
Not super into it, but... Chad, I mentioned during the show that I underwent some ketamine treatment for, the usual depression kind of thing. And it really was an incredible experience. It really, really was. And I would like to share with you now probably the most, to take a term from Dudezy, the most astonishing thing that happened during my ketamine treatment.
If you like Dudezy, here's what you do. Please tell a friend and rate and review. If you like Dudesy, here's what you do. Please tell a friend and rate and review. If you like Dudesy, here's what you do. Please tell a friend and...